well, heck, we all like riding snowmobiles, and so let's put two fun sports together.
Try a new style of biathlon this weekend, and three local teams remain in the regional basketball tournaments. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The next exhibit opening at the Sheldon Museum might look familiar to you. It's an open invitational amateur and pro photo show called Picturing Haines, Picturing Alaska, opening Friday with a 5 to 7 p.m. reception. The photos are of the Chilkat Valley. The photographers are your neighbors.
Well, we've got two really beautiful panoramas that Ron Jackson brought in.
Karen Meisner is Collections and Exhibits Coordinator with the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center on Main Street and in the Harbor in Haines.
I'm very excited about those. I think those are maybe going to be the highlight. But there's some other just amazing photos from a whole variety of people. So we've got, you know, again, like last year, we've got this wonderful combination of professional and amateur photographers sharing their work. And the vision is just really cool to see how people look at things.
The museum started this exhibit last year as a way to feature the many amateur and professional photographers that snapshot day-to-day in the Chilkat Valley. It's a late winter, early spring way to share the way we see home year-round.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, just being able to show off the creativity of everybody in town. And, you know, we're going to try and start involving people with stories after Jerry gets back, too. So just, you know, involving people with each other, with the community, I think is one of the things that we need to be doing. And with photographs, it's really a cool way to do it because it really shares a lot more.
Although the deadline for submitting printed and framed photos has passed, there's still a way to show off your shots. Starting this year, the exhibit in the upstairs Hakkinen Gallery is accepting a limited number of digital photos to display in rotation during the exhibit.
Yeah, we had a lot of people who just said, gee, you know, I've got all my photos are digital right now, and getting them printed is really tricky, and getting them framed is even trickier. So what we just had this inspiration that what we can do is run a slideshow on our Macintosh computer that we can set up in the Hakkinen Gallery. And so people can contribute digital photos during the entire run of the show, and we'll just keep adding them to the Macintosh slideshow.
Digital photos taken by local photographers of things in Alaska can be hand-delivered to the museum on disk or drive or emailed to exhibits@sheldonmuseum.net. The Picturing Haines, Picturing Alaska photo exhibit opens Friday, March 2nd, with a reception at 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center. It's open for viewing through April 13th. Admission is free for locals, and the museum is operating under winter hours, Monday through Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. A new kind of biathlon is debuting in Haines this weekend. It still involves snow and guns, but the first ever Biathlon Fun Day by the Haines Sportsmen's Association pairs shooting 22s and snow machining.
Normally it's cross-country skiing and shooting.
George Campbell is helping organize the Saturday event. Although biathlon can be used to describe any sporting event that combines two disciplines, it's usually used to describe the biathlon that's now an Olympic sport. But the Olympic biathlon has its roots as a military exercise.
The original biathlon was started in Scandinavia for the Border Patrol. They discovered around World War II, or a little bit before World War II, they were having issues with their Border Patrol having enough people that were qualified to ski the mountains, and when they were up there, you know, be able to shoot at the same time. So they started the biathlon, and my understanding was it was originally started out as the entrance exam.
This Saturday's Haines event replaces the traditional cross-country ski gear with a snow machine. It's open to anyone with or without a sled or rifle and takes place at the Sportsman's Association shooting range on Mud Bay Road.
You know, unfortunately, some of us were just, well, a lot of us can't even find all our cross-country ski gear, and we're too darn old to be skiing 10 and 12 kilometers, and we figured, well, heck, we all like riding snowmobiles, and so let's put two fun sports together.
The snow machine track is a simple 500-yard doubled-back laps course that Campbell says a beginner could tackle, and the contestants have to shoot about four or five still not-moving targets.
It's not going to be a difficult course. A person that has never ridden a snowmobile will be able to drive the course. It's going to be about a 500-yard course, very short, but a lot of fun. The targets, we're probably going to be shooting shotgun shell casings as targets, and this is our whole goal here is to get as many people as we can out to a sportsman's range and everybody have a good laugh and enjoy themselves.
The Sportsmen's Association has extra rifles, snow machines, and helmets for people who don't have their own. People can bring their own sled or 22. There are no rules against scopes or open sights. Just make sure the rifle is safe to operate. There'll be a nominal fee for entering the race. Sign-in is at 10:30 a.m., and the event starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 3rd, at the Association's Trap and Rifle Range and Clubhouse in Haines. It's located just past the Mount Riley Trail parking on Mud Bay Road and is marked with a sign that says Haines Sportsmen's Association. Trailers should park at the Riley Trail parking lot and drive snow machines down since there's scarce parking there. Spectators can watch the entire course from a viewpoint near the clubhouse, and there'll be sodas and hot dogs for lunch. There'll also be a sign-up sheet for the Sportsmen's Association and the kickoff of a new raffle for Alcan 200 racer Ron Young's snow machine that his family donated to the Chilkat Snowburners in his memory.
The Snowburners have got a snowmobile donated to them, and they're going to raffle that. So if the tickets come in time, we'll have that snowmobile out to see that so people can take a look and decide if they want to buy tickets on that. So this is going to be a, yeah, there's a whole lot of things going on that, you know, just come out and have fun.
Three local basketball teams could still qualify for the state tournament as they march through the Region 5 tournaments in their divisions. Glacier Bears boys and girls dropped to the losers brackets, and Panthers boys were squeezed out of the tournament altogether. At the time of this report, Skagway girls' position in the tournament depended on a game against Yakutat Thursday night. Check khns.org for up-to-the-hour results from the Region 5 tournaments and for posted recordings of the games. Sitka girls play Craig in the Friday championship game for the first seeding at state. Haines lost to Sitka Thursday afternoon, 40-56, dropping them to the loser's bracket, where they'll play Mount Edgecombe Friday at 11:15 a.m. Wrangell and Metlakatla were still in the loser's bracket and had a shot at second seed at state. Skagway boys were knocked out of the regional tournament Thursday afternoon, missing their shot at state in a loss to Angoon by only 2 points. It was all up in the air until the last few seconds of the game, announced by Skagway's Rory Lieberton.
Yes, three free throws to tie up this game with 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. These could possibly be the most important free throws of his entire life. His first one is up, and it's good. He has two more free throws here. Blake Fletcher here up for the second shot. Mark Jennings standing up. Up for his second one, no good. No good. Mark Jennings telling him to just follow through this next one. The crowd yelling at him. Third one's up and it's good. Telling him to foul him. 2 seconds left. Blake with the foul. Mark Jennings here looking for anything with a steal. Someone needs to get on O'Brien here. They're going to just end up giving him the ball. 1 second left for 30-31 and Goon. Skagway now puts them in 1-1. Blake Fletcher here on the line looking for a timeout. Only 1 second left. Him with his first shot is up and is good. Number 34, O'Brien on the line looking here to shoot his second shot. Score 30-32. End of the fourth quarter with 1 second left. Rebound. Nick Ackman looks to shoot it all the way across and air ball, no good. Score at the end of the game is 30-32. And Goon with the win.
Glacier Bears boys narrowly lost to Mount Edgecombe in the final seconds of the game Thursday afternoon after holding the Braves to no scoring in the second quarter and taking the lead in the third quarter. Lyle Huff and Doug Allroot announced the game as it was tied with 3 seconds on the clock and a Braves player who hadn't yet made a free throw lined up for two of them.
Well, the Glacier Bears are quick getting the ball back, so if they come off with the rebound, two passes and they can have a lay-in, 3 seconds is plenty of time.
So Ford's first shot is up. And good, so it's a three-point lead. If he makes this one, it's not going to matter the rest of the game. But the Glacier Bears still have a chance to tie if Ford misses this one. This one's up off the back rim. No good. Tyler Swinton down with the rebound. Tyler across half court. Up with the shot. That one's off the rim. No good. So we're going to end this one 24 for the Glacier Bears, 27 for the Mount Edgecombe Braves. I'm glad this game is only going to the Upper Lynn Canal because I feel comfortable saying that the Mount Edgecombe Braves stole this one for the Glacier Bears. The referees totally took control of this in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter, and stole this one from the Glacier Bears. But the Glacier Bears will have a chance to move on.
The Glacier Bears boys next play Craig in the loser's bracket at 9:45 a.m. Friday. Wrangell also remains in the loser's bracket after pushing Petersburg out of the tournament 46-37 Thursday morning. Mount Edgecombe advances to the championship game happening Friday evening. The Bears boys could still make it to state if they beat Craig Friday and win two more games Saturday. A Peace Corps anniversary dinner invites all returned Peace Corps volunteers to the Chilcot Bakery in Haines at 6 p.m. Friday. More information on the celebration for people who have served for the International Volunteer Organization is at 982-1824. I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS.